This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I recently got a couple of hibiscus containers if I mentioned a certain radio station at a local garden center. Oh, they are so pretty. Find pictures on gardenbite.com. My point is that hibiscus are tropical plants, so their watering schedule is different than most of the other container plants I have outside that I talked about yesterday. They can actually dry out and stay that way for a few days. I'm going to move these beauties indoors when it gets cold. Hibiscus can be gorgeous houseplants. Right now, though, many of you may have put your indoor plants outdoors. They can experience fresh air and abundant sunshine. But what's that process like moving them in and out? The hardest part is acclimation, or getting our indoor plants used to the outdoors. If you have a three-season porch or indoor room, the transition's easy. Light is higher here, but out of direct sun that can damage leaves developed indoors in lower light. For any plants going out into even a partial day of full sun, go slow and treat the plant as if you were going out for a day in the sun. While you use sunscreen, think of shade as their screen. Likewise, when the plants need to come back indoors, they need to get used to that too. Don't expect them to look fabulous at first. They're as sad about the cold coming as you are. Back to hibiscus. They love bright light. So when you bring them back indoors, they must be in a southern or western window to get 5 hours minimum of direct sunlight. The only place that's possible for me may not be possible to place the plant. I may have to rearrange my small living room. Learn more about indoor plants outdoors on gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.